every Thursday, we head over to Ivy Tech. It's been a few weeks since we have spoken to the chancellor, and it's my great friend Eric Coyne joining us today. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Glass. Great to be here. Happy to be back and excited to be back on the airwaves with you.
Well, my spies told me you had lunch with one of them yesterday. Jordan Davis was in the studio yesterday, and he was just like, yeah, I was hanging out with Chancellor Coyne. I'm like, oh, so that's good. Somebody's seen him. I know he's going to be on the program tomorrow with me, but I know you've been busy, buddy. Where have you been? Where have you been doing the good work of Ivy Tech Community College? I know that's important as a regional campus here in South Central Indiana.
Yeah, I've been all over the region, really, and frankly, the state, up in Indy for a couple of events, and then around the region, just meeting with folks, trying to, just get a better understanding, a deeper understanding of what the needs are around the region. I'll be, tomorrow I'm going to be up in Martinsville. I'm going to be speaking with their chamber, and next week I'll be over in Owen County speaking with their chamber, and then Ellettsville chamber as well. So trying to just get out and meet with community leaders, talk to folks, and school leaders and parents and students, and just trying to understand, and industry leaders, like what do we need? What does our community need? How can your community college best serve you? So it's been a lot of fun. Just a lot of different things going on, a lot of different events, different opportunities to meet with folks, and really just kind of get out and spread the good word like we do here, right?
I love it.
So many things going on, so many opportunities. You know what we started this week, Glass? We started registration for the spring already.
What? The second semester, crazy. The second 8 weeks hasn't started yet.
I know. We got to get people in here, and we want to get them in early, and we want to open up the opportunities. So when folks decide this is for me, they walk right in, we get them squared away, and we get them launched out the door with a schedule in hand and ready to go for spring. But fall semester, it gets a little confusing because we're still, like you said, we haven't even started fall second term yet. So we will be wrapping up here. We've got midterms going on kind of right now, and then the first 8 weeks of fall will be wrapping up in a few weeks in October, and then we start October 21st starts the second 8 weeks. So if you were like sleeping, whatever, hanging out this summer, and you're like, I didn't get enrolled, you can still enroll and get enrolled for the fall session. So classes begin October 21st. We're still taking enrollments for that. But you can also get enrolled and get ready for the spring as well. So really excited about just all the energy happening right now, getting students enrolled. We've been working really hard at what we call retention, right? Retaining students so that they get to the end of their program and they get their degree, they get their certificate, whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, so that they can either, transfer to IU or another school, or go work. And a lot of industries require certificates, and frankly, if you don't, you don't want to leave anything on the table. Let's just come on, we'll help you get to the finish line. And so that's a lot of the work that's going on right now, is to make sure we do a, analyze where people are, what their credits are, and get them across the finish line. So pretty exciting right now. Folks can give us a call, 812-330-6013, and we'll get them signed up, get them an appointment to get enrolled, or email us bl-info@ivytech.edu, and we will get you going on that journey to new career, upskill, whatever it is.
Options.
You want to be a part of that journey. I mean, there's options. Tons of options. So
you got really options, fun. And that's what makes it great. Ivy Tech, the Chancellor Eric Coyne is our guest today, and we know one of your most popular programs. Heck, I've been talking to your helpers over there at Ivy Tech about the nursing program. Boy, there's a big deadline coming up, and I was joking right before you came on the air about Hoosier Hysteria is five Fridays away, but it's all going to be on top of us before we know it. There'll be a trick or treat this or that. There'll be a fall break here or there, but to get into that spring cohort for nursing, we've got to circle October 15th, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no wiggle room here. I don't get to wave the magic chancellor wand and like wave anybody into a program if they miss the deadlines. And By the way, I don't have one of those Chancellor Magic wands, but it's now it sounds pretty cool.
That's not what I heard. That's not
I wish I had one.
It's in the closet next to the big pair of scissors in case you got to cut any ribbons.
But October 15th is a deadline to get registered for the spring for the nursing program and some of our other healthcare programs. So get in now. If you're even remotely considering nursing or any of our other healthcare programs, get in now to see what your options are. There are some prerequisites required. Many people have those already knocked out in high school, but some don't. So you can get in, and if you apply in October, for example, if you are in and you need a prerequisite, you can get that done during second fall term potentially, still apply in October by October 15th, and then start in January. So, we will work with you. We'll try and find some options, but we can't help you if you don't come see us. So, really exciting. Speaking of the nursing program, we opened our skills lab.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, everybody's been excited.
Yeah, going gangbusters. Really, really excited about that. It's just such a great, open, bright space. I know we've talked about it before, but now to see it in use has been a lot of fun. And we just announced this past week as well, that we're going to start an evening program. And so starting next fall, we're going to be the first in the state to start an evening program. And I am like over the moon, no evening puns intended, but over the moon with the collaboration and the work and the effort that's gone into by our team, by Dean Kim Roach and her team to get us to this point so that we can start next fall. And those applications will be due in March, and so it'll be a transition program, which basically means if you're already military medic or a paramedic or have a CMA degree, we will have 1 year program or an LPN, and you'll have 1 year program, transition program, to go from one of those to RN and get your associates in nursing. And so real excited about that program. It'll run in the evenings. There'll be some weekend clinicals, but so many of our students, are working and just can't take a year off to get to some of our day programs. So we're trying to do a couple of things. One, accommodate our students and try and help those students who really need that evening cohort so that they can make it happen and they can improve and get to that next level in their career. But then, secondly, we're trying to grow healthcare workers, right? We're trying to get more nurses. And so during the day, we're packed. There's no room. Let me
ask you this question. Is this a reallocation of resources or is this in addition to?
This is a plus up. So
wow, that's outstanding.
We're hoping this year to get 20 new nurses into the pipeline and then they'll graduate in the spring of 26, but trying to hope to get 20, and then it's a pilot program, and really we want to put our best foot forward so everybody in the state can follow our model. And then you think about all the different nursing schools around the state that Ivy Tech has and the opportunity, if you start multiplying that out, right? That factor, like, oh, well, Bloomington did it. They showed us how to do it. They paved the way. Let's do it across the state. So I think we can really, there's an opportunity to grow nurses exponentially across the state. Ivy Tech has already done a great job of over the last 4 years of growing and expanding, but there's really nowhere else during daytime to grow. So we were like, hey, there's some other hours in that day. What can we do? So really excited to see where that goes and how this first year pilot program goes. I want to, we really want to do it right. We want to make sure we're a model for the state and that others can emulate and follow. So real kudos to our team for, rising to that challenge and trying to find more ways to support our community. So really, really excited about that one.
Eric Coyne, Chancellor, IV Tech. Well, there's one place you can go. It's up, 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 up. Well, we'll worry about such skyscrapers at a different time. We want to make sure that people understand that Ivy Tech is just not a nursing school or a life sciences program. Now, that's been a huge focus here in our local economy, and you've told me all the people you've met with here over the last year or so to make sure all these jobs can be filled. But you've got a great information session that's coming up on September 24th, which is next Tuesday, and it's for folks looking for a career in advanced manufacturing, HVAC, or building and property maintenance. Well, those are very in-demand fields here in Bloomington and South Central Indiana as well.
Yeah, they are. And our building and property maintenance class started this fall. Great to see that getting off the ground. A lot of opportunity there. The advanced manufacturing programs, engineering, applied science programs that we have, next level jobs is another way. Many people could go to these programs and get their certificates and upskill for free. So I would highly encourage folks to come on out. It'll be September 24th at 6 p.m. And you can join via Zoom too. So if you want to, you can visit us. Again, you can email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, or you could visit us online, ivytech.edu/Bloomington/next-level-jobs. There is a ton of opportunities, welding, and we've got some of the semiconductor work that's occurring right now, and the advanced manufacturing work that's occurring, the robotics work that's occurring. I walk by those classrooms all the time. I peek my head in, and you see the robots moving around and students programming them and getting after it. We have a new robot we got this summer. So what I hear, Glass, is people are like, man, I wouldn't know the first thing about that. We got a new robot this summer that you program by literally like putting it where you want to put it. So you don't need to know a bunch of ones and zeros. You don't need to be stressed out about it. We will get you the training. We'll help you understand what it is you need. If you think it's anything remotely that you might be remotely interested in, I really encourage folks not to think it's too advanced. When we say advanced manufacturing and we talk about, robots and everything, it is definitely attainable. Come see us. The HVAC program is another one that is high demand. Folks are getting great jobs. I just got off the phone with a buddy of mine. He had an air conditioning problem. He lives in a different state, and he paid a small fortune to get that thing fixed. So let me tell you, our trades are taking off, and there are a ton of opportunities. So,
and the reason these opportunities are there is because that's what the business community is asking you to provide. I don't want that to get lost on our listeners.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm out and about. I'm meeting with folks. I'm talking to them about what they need. There's always more that we want to do, but we want to be great at what we are providing right now, and then as we grow, as we get really good at what we're providing now, we look to grow in other areas, and right now it's really these these advanced manufacturing, the HVAC, the welding, those are the things, the building maintenance, inside that building maintenance program, there's some blueprint reading. There's a whole slew of other skills and talents that happen in that program that I know. I've met with Baskey. I met with our building associates, and I know there's a lot of skills in there that are in high demand, and they're looking for their workers to be competent in. And so we're excited to offer that this fall. And like I said, the semiconductor program. So there's just so many things happening that are, and so a lot of these skills too, what's really cool about them is they're transferable. So, you come in and maybe you get a semiconductor certificate. Well, that's going to be transferable to a lot of the advanced manufacturing that's occurring here in the region. And so, and vice versa, right? So a lot of our big industry partners that we have here in the region that are, biomedical and biotech, a lot of those things, a lot of the skills you pick up here in one area are transferable to another, and we can seamlessly cross fill you in there. And then when you're ready, come back, and with those certificates stack into degrees, and we get you a degree, and we get you transferred over to, IU or another school to get a four-year degree if that's what you want. And so there's just, we are trying to, really provide community needed opportunities for our folks to advance, not just, it's generational. I ran into somebody the other day that told me it took them a while to get their degree, but they finally got it, and their kid actually, you know, got theirs as well. And they talk about, you know, it changed, like it's transformative. And so for them, it's generationally transformative. So it's pretty exciting to be a part of that.
Well, and the other exciting part of it as well is your education is affordable, and that affordability translates into placement immediately into the job market. You're not sitting around waiting for months for this magical job to show up. It's gets you in and gets you out. And I mean that in the most complimentary way possible.
Yeah, we have, you know, some of our certificates are short term, like 8 weeks. Most of them are going to be, you know, 16 weeks or longer. But we have some that are 8 weeks, get you out, you know, nursing assistant, boom, you're out and you're at work. So there are plenty of opportunities out there. And we're also working really closely with the high schools in our region to offer through dual credit, offer a lot of these programs and a lot of these opportunities. You know, Hoosier Hills is a big partner, and we, you know, just to try and get, Gesundheit, and just
Thank
to try
you.
And make sure we, just try and make sure we, you know, we get our students, even at a younger age, get them exposed to these things, like what they might be interested in, and then get them launching into their careers even earlier. So a lot of exciting things happening.
Well, there's always exciting things happening because it's growing, it's expanding. We talked to Dr. Wolfger and Heidi and the whole gang over there, and everybody, whatever their field of expertise is, they're surrounded by great people. The school year and having the building filled up again, ready to go. It's tremendously exciting. Your coffee shop's open on Tuesdays here for the next couple weeks, and then we'll have some more Yellowwood fun and a little bit later in the semester. Blood drives are going on. It's exhausting. Yeah. It's great.
Oh my God, there's lots going on here. Lots going on here. And I, you know, speaking of Yellowwood and the coffee shop, really, I think Stacy Strand is going to be one of your guests coming up here in the next few weeks.
Great,
and she will have a great message, and I'm excited. You know, really. She is taking that program to new heights. Her Molly Greenwood is our new chef as well. We now have two chefs full time.
Imagine if her name was Yellowwood, Molly Yellowood. We could change that though, couldn't we?
Wouldn't that? Yeah, we're working on that. Those two are really, really at a point now where, you know, when you have two folks dedicated to that program, the enrollment's growing. There's lots of clever programming ideas they're doing. They're selling bread now. There's on Tuesdays as well, in conjunction with the coffee shop. So just a lot of fun that they're having there, and they're able to think, you know, kind of bigger. And I told them, I said, dream big, and that's what they're doing. So it's good to see as the program grows, we'll also be able to offer a few more opportunities for the community to come out here and engage with our students. So excited about that.
Will you save me a table for November when they start cranking the stuff out? Will you?
Absolutely.
We might have to do a show from there.
You might get. I would love to do a live show from the Yellowwood.
That would be great. I've got to run a cable though. How much cable do you have?
We figure something out.
we definitely would figure it out. Let's see. Since I've spoken to you last, we have gone through Labor Day. Hopefully, you had a chance to recharge your battery, and we had the very solemn September 11th ceremony on campus as well. This is the second time you've been through that. That is a very powerful piece of American history, and having the beams or one of the beams from the World Trade Center as a monument on your campus. Mayor Thompson spoke. I don't like to live in the past, but that's a big one, and that's a big deal on your campus.
It is, and personally very meaningful for a variety of reasons. But I thought this year went really well. Mayor Thompson had a great message. Her father had actually been in the Pentagon when the Pentagon was struck, and so a lot of connections there that you don't know until you hear the full stories, right? But just really moving. The Honor Guard from the American Legion came out and provided taps and 21 gun salute and all the. First responders were all out in full force, so really moving ceremony, absolutely gorgeous day, which was very reminiscent of that Tuesday, you know, 23 years ago. So it was a really, really beautiful event and done very well. So hats off to the the first responders and the Bloomington Fire Department, who really runs it and puts it all together. We are really honored to host that memorial. I encourage anyone come out. It's on the northwest side of campus. It's a gorgeous memorial. It's really, really meaningful, and so it was a really nice event.
That event is always open to the public, so mark that on your calendar for 2025, and we'll do a good job reminding you as well, and you can always stop by and see that monument. All right, buddy, what's next? We've got only a handful of days here left in September. We're going to turn the page to October. Well, this is exhausting. I know you're going to stay busy as well, and, well, the next semester starts when? The second 8 weeks starts when? Let's make sure we get those dates circled on everybody's calendar as well.
All right, so second 8 weeks starts on October 21st, so enroll now. Come and give us a holler. And then spring starts on January 13th, so you can enroll for both of those sessions right now. I encourage you to reach on out, 812-330-6013, or email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu.